Good evening. Welcome to our Wednesday Advent worship service. I invite you to please rise as we begin with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, the time is near for us to commemorate the birth of your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Help us look forward not only to the arrival of the babe of Bethlehem, but also to the arrival of the King of Kings as he comes again in glory. Be with us and bless our worship tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Our first hymn is Arise, O Christian People. Advent worship service in the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is the light of the world, and in him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. In this season of Advent, we celebrate the coming of Jesus, the light of the world. Dear Jesus, we celebrate your coming at your birth in Bethlehem. We thank you for coming into our hearts by your gift of faith. And we look forward to your coming on the last day when you will take us and all believers to be with you forever in heaven. As we meditate on your manger, your cross, your empty tomb, and your word, we come before your throne today confessing our sins and asking for your forgiveness. Lord of heaven and earth, forgive us all our sins. As we see the world in darkness and in need of your light, increase our faith, love, courage, and strength. Give us your power to be lights in this world, reflecting your love. Amen. Our Father in heaven has been good and merciful to us. In his love, he has given us, his children, the greatest gift. He sent his son Jesus, the Christ child, whose birth in Bethlehem so long ago we celebrate. Jesus came as a lowly servant to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. By his shed blood on the cross, we are forgiven. You may be seated. We continue with the lighting of our first Advent candle. The first Advent candle is the candle of hope. We light the first Advent candle and recall the hope we have in Christ. On Christmas Day, Jesus, our hope, was born. On Good Friday, he died. On Easter Sunday, he rose from the dead. He proclaimed his victory over Satan. He then ascended into heaven. On the last day, he will come again to judge the quick and the dead. This is our faith, and this is our hope as we await his return. We light this candle to remind us to be alert and to watch for his sure and certain coming. In peace and joy, let us sing of our salvation. Rise as we confess our faith in the one true triune God with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. During our service tonight, we'll be reading three devotions taken from the latest issue of Daily Rest. on the themes of the names of Christ. Our first devotion is the name Jesus. And the text chosen for this section is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The naming of a child is a delight, but it can also be challenging. Should a family name be used? Something unique, perhaps? Well, the choice for Mary and Joseph was easy because they had the name of their child chosen by God himself, delivered by the angel Gabriel. He would be named Jesus, which means Savior. This was not the first time that name had been used. In Aramaic, the name is Yeshua. This corresponds with the familiar name of Joshua, and in Hebrew, meaning one who delivers. Joshua was given the task of driving out the heathen nations in Canaan, thus securing the promised land for the children of Israel. This was done by the power of God and through the army that he provided for the task. Jesus came into this world as a one-man army. He faced the scribes, the Pharisees, and even the Roman government. But that was not all. He was fighting against the spiritual forces of Satan. He could have called forth legions of angels, which were at his disposal. He chose not to, because this was a deliverance that he alone could accomplish. Jesus came to this earth to conquer sin, death, and the power of the devil. He took away sin, and thus silenced the accusing power of the devil in his atoning sacrifice on the cross. He raised himself from the dead, and in doing so, assured a heavenly resurrection to all who believe. Unlike the result of the gift of the Old Testament promised land, which was temporary, the deliverance from evil to the heavenly promised land for believers is permanent. We pray. Lord Jesus, we hear your name often. Help us to remember that your name describes what you came to do for us and for all people. You are the Savior. Lead us to remember that meaning and the comfort of your name, Jesus. Amen. We light the second Advent candle, which is the candle of peace. Our hope is in God and in his Son, Jesus Christ. Our peace is found only in him. We light this candle to remind us that he brings peace to all who trust in him. We continue with our next hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Peace on earth and mercy by your The second name for Jesus tonight is Emmanuel. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they should call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. A mother advised her son leaving home for the first time, "If you can't take your Savior with you, you ought not to go." Wise advice. How much safer our souls would be if heeded. There are times that we don't want Jesus with us because we are doing shameful things. There are times that we are ashamed of Jesus and would rather not have him around. On another level, it is a tremendous blessing to remember that Jesus is with us at all times. Jesus is our Emmanuel in times of trouble, temptations, sorrow, and joy. His presence heals us, protects us, restores us, and gives us help in our time of need. We desperately need him as we daily fight against the devil and his temptations. He will guide us even through the valley of the shadow of death, promising that we don't need to fear any evil. When Jesus entered the world as an infant, it was not just to be with people of that time and place. He is with us, too. We are not missing out on anything in this era. We are assured of his invisible presence. In fact, that presence is so intimate that he even resides in our hearts. When the devil works to make us despair because of our sin, Jesus reminds us that we are forgiven children of God, declared righteous by his shed blood. When our hearts wish to revert to the default setting of our sinful flesh, Jesus is there to give us strength. He erases our doubts by his promises of goodness and mercy. There is no circumstance that is above the power of Jesus. One day, we will see his resurrected body with our own eyes and be with him in the new heavens and earth. In the meantime, the Emmanuel promise remains as sure and certain as when Jesus walked the earth. We pray. Jesus, thank you for your continuing presence. Help us always remember the certainty of the Emmanuel, God with us, promise. Amen. The Advent candle lighting for number 3, joy. We light this candle to remember that Christ is the bringer of true and everlasting joy. God wants us all to have this joy. We light this candle to remind us to spread this joyful good news far and wide. We continue now with the next hymn.
Praise the Lord, the Lord is come. Alpha and Omega. Our reading is from Revelation 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was to come, the Almighty. The Lamb of God's story does not end on Good Friday. Hebrews chapter 10 tells us that when Christ had offered a single sacrifice for sin, he sat down in the right hand of God, waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. Similarly, the book of Revelation pictures the Lamb that was slain, sitting on the throne in heaven, his saving work complete. John's vision in Revelation pictures the glory of our coming Lord and reminds us who is in control of everything that happens to his church. In our verse from Revelation, our exalted Lord and Savior identifies himself as the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. Omega is the last letter in the alphabet. He is everything from A to Z. He is the great I Am, true God from eternity. He is the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. He is the all in all for all time. John goes on to write the glorious vision of one like a Son of Man. We cannot fully grasp the glory of the Lamb who was slain and who now rules. Jesus says, "Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and Hades." The book of Revelation paints the picture of Alpha, our Alpha and Omega. It is too much for us to take in. In these last days, we add our voices of praise to the multitude from every nation standing before the throne of and before the Lamb, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and begun to reign." Amen. The fourth candle of Advent is the candle of love. Its light is meant to remind us of the love that God has for us. Jesus shows us God's perfect love. He is God's love in human form. Continue with the next hymn. Continue.
Let's join together in praying the Advent prayer on the bottom of page 8, and then join in the Lord's Prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hope, peace, and joy you bring us. We also thank you for your gift of love shown to us perfectly in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Help us prepare our hearts to receive him. Bless our worship this Advent and Christmas season. Help us to hear and do your word. We ask it in the name of the one born in Bethlehem, Jesus our Savior, in whose name we also pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive now with believing hearts the blessing from our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Please be seated. Our closing hymn tonight will be sung by candlelight. We'll sing the three verses of Silent Night. Welcome to all of you. Thank you for coming to our Advent worship service tonight. We invite you to come and worship our Savior with us again this Sunday at our service at 10 a.m. Bible class will precede it at 9. A couple of reminders: after our service tonight, we'll be joining in the fellowship hall for a cookie exchange and some fellowship time. Please join us for that. We'd also like to do a quick run through of our choir song tonight after the cookies are done with, if we would could please, in the sanctuary. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.